Good morning. We continue with our study of the world of friendship and the 6 to 10 slot that we use in order to study it through the mindset and teachings of Rav Shlomo Volbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the author of the Alei Shor. So he has already identified to everybody the understanding that Emunah runs the world. And the fact is that you don't have to work too hard and be a major philosopher to see God everywhere. You just have to open your eyes and take a look. However, he says, the big questions that people start to ask at that point is, fine, so God created the world and God runs the world. But what makes that world into a world of friendship? And while we're talking about it, maybe there are a number of different means. Maybe there's political theory, philosophical ideas, and Torah. And that happens sometimes in life, where we assume Torah is but one subject among others. So Rav Volbe over here turns around and tells us that that's a dangerous way of thinking. You never appreciate the fullness and the sense of Torah when Torah is but one of a number of options on the table. Torah is a way of life. It's not just a thought or a series of divrei Torah. Torah is a means of looking at the world. And so therefore he says, when you are looking at all these different theories of life and how to go build a world of friendship, the Olam HaYedidus, we have to figure out why is Torah the best system. And so he says, in order to get to this understanding, we have to introduce a new concept in the world. And that new concept in our discussion has to be called mitzvah. Why is it important to do mitzvos? And now, he goes on and he says, you have to understand, most philosophies are just a basis for a way to sit back and contemplate. In the same way that you can contemplate your theories on everything else in the world, taking a minute and realizing the Torah also provides a lot of food for thought, but no practical value, is a way to get lost. It says Rav Volbe, no, you have to understand the difference between Torah as a way of life and other theories of life as expounded by philosophers, mental health professionals, scientists, whatever, is that after one adopts the world of Torah, within it comes the concept of mitzvah. In the world of friendship, Torah comes from Elohim Chaim, from the fact that there's Hashem who runs the world. And in the same sense that we have that Hashem is running the world, he therefore, so to speak, brings the world to life. To put it into a context, for those who remember Mickey Mouse and Disney World, there's the famous story of the sorcerer's wand and the sorcerer's hat. And when Mickey used the sorcerer's wand, all of a sudden, everything sprung to life. Everything in the whole world sprung to life. And as the sorcerer's apprentice, he just didn't realize that power. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us his sorcerer's apprentice. When he points his magic at anything, it comes to life. Dead trees, dead flowers, all of a sudden, they come to life and they're there with a purpose. Political mindsets, technological advancements, medicine, all these things that make our world go round. Advancements in agriculture, they're all come to and spring to life through magic. And that magic comes from Hashem, and it creates the world of friendship between Hashem and the creations, between the different people who are involved in the world, between Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and all the nations in the world. And by the way, in between the way that we interact with nature at large, there is some sort of magic that comes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that wand and he points it, and all of a sudden it brings everything around him. What is the magic wand, says Rav Volbe? That's the mitzvah. When we talk about mitzvos, a person who believes in Hashem also has to believe in mitzvos, because if God creates the world, and the world is not some sort of thing that just happened by happenstance, you also have to believe that God's not going to create a world and just fling you into it without telling you how to properly live within the world and utilize it. That is to say, the understanding that God just created the world as an escape the room test, that's just cruel. It's a cruel nature of God. Who wants to go ahead and live in a world that's an escape the room, and if you can't figure out the solutions to the problems, you just die? That's such a evil nature of God, we can't even consider it. So therefore, we must believe that Hashem created the world, and he taught us how to go ahead and use it. You know, he created Matan Torah, he gave us the mitzvos. All of these things are the ways for us to figure out to create and utilize the magic. He gave us and made us apprentices to his magic. It's interesting when you stop and you think about that God is not a cruel God. and he shows us and he gives us that opportunity to know how to move, our question has to bring us to the answer to Socrates' famous question. Socrates would stand at the corners and ask people, how should a person live? How should a person live? The answer is pretty clear. You know, if you have a group that doesn't know what God wants from them, then you have to stand looking at crossroads to try to figure out how to live. But if you live with people who already know, because they live the way that God wants them to live, so then all of a sudden, there's no need. There's no need for you to be standing at crossroads. You can think, but think within the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what it is that He wants from us. That's what mitzvos are for us. That's what happened at Mount Har Sinai. They tell us how these mitzvos were there then, and they serve as a guidepost for us to know how to learn right now and teach us how we're supposed to recognize the world. That's our job. Our job is to accept those mitzvos and to do them. And to realize that when we do the mitzvos, all of a sudden the pieces of the world start to make sense. Disparate things that shouldn't go together are either separated because they're not supposed to go together, or they're put together in such a way that we understand, oh, this is how we unlock the magic. Here's the greater depth. So as we start to do our mitzvahs, sometimes we forget to look at the depth that gets included within them. We don't appreciate the depth. On the other hand, when we do, we get so excited. Oh, now we see why we do what we do and how we do what we do. When we get that together, it becomes something incredible, great, amazing, and something that will certainly make sure that every day becomes a great day. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant that to you as you go through your day today. Think about it. When I make that bracha, oh, now, Shakol Niyabidvaro, he's a Bori Priya Adama. He is the one who created the ground, and he put it together in such a way. And by giving us that chance to figure out why we do what we do, we will certainly turn every day into a great day, and every opportunity for a future into a tremendous future that can bring a world of friendship. Have a great day.